Joining us on the telephone this morning is Libby Roderick, a singer, songwriter, and activist. She's from Anchorage, and also in the studio this morning to help me talk with Libby is Carolyn Servet, who's the co-director of the Island Institute. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Robert.
And it's going to be kind of a busy week for you. The community roundtable that we've been promoting a lot on Raven Radio over the past few months is happening this week, and you've got Libby in to kind of kick it off tonight.
That's right. Thank you for the promotion that you've done. And we do have Libby coming in tonight to do a concert that will kick off the whole event. She'll be on stage with Kathleen Dean Moore, Kathy Moore, who is a writer. And the two of them are going to do this concert together around this theme, What Do We Do When the Lifeboats Are Burning?, which I hope Libby can talk about. It's a new song that she's written, and I don't think it's been released anywhere yet. But it very appropriately talks about the notions of resilience, which is our theme for the community roundtable, in terms of how do we together help each other through difficult times and adapting to changing realities.
Before we went on the air, Libby, I should mention that Carolyn told me that this was your idea, going on stage with Kathleen Dean Moore tonight and kind of combining music and essay. Is that right? Do you take credit for this idea?
I do not. Kathleen Dean Moore wrote me proposing that we do this, and as I always do with Kathleen Dean Moore's ideas, I said, okay, because she always has fabulous ideas. And actually, I'm totally thrilled. It's a concert and a conversation, and we will be cooking it up jointly. I'm really looking forward to it because she is a fabulous, elegant, lyric, impassioned, profoundly committed writer, philosopher, human being. And it'll be this dialogue, conversation, musical, and essays, as you mentioned, with her. And that's very exciting for me. She had just sponsored. I'd just been down in Oregon, a couple months ago, and did a similar kind of joint duet with some with Carrie Newcomer on stage about similar kinds of themes, and it's a really exciting way for me to get to come back to Sitka. I've been there several times to do concerts, so this will be a fun experiment.
It does sound like it's an interesting new direction for a performer to bring somebody up who works in a different medium entirely.
Well, I love it, and I think it sort of models also this whole collaborative, resilient communities thing that we're doing, which is, as we all know, there's some amazing challenges facing all of us, and our leaders are not exactly operating at top speed as they often don't. Local communities are figuring out these ingenious ways of collaborating around everything from food security to, how do you invest in your local businesses to, strengthening relationships with people across differences, all kinds of things, right? And new ways of governing. And so I think it's fun to sort of model a more interactive, more collaborative, more in-the-moment way of performing as well.
We had something similar when Ray Troll came, and he kind of combined music and art. And the thing was greater, than the sum of its parts. It really was a good show.
I mean, I think what's happening more and more is we're beginning to realize that it is the relationship that is where we want to put our attention these days, the relationship between things as much as the things themselves, the process as much as the product. That's a piece of where we're all trying to head, I think. And the other thing is that Kathy Moore sponsors regularly these convergences. I've been part of quite a number of them down in Oregon, where there are these interactions between artists like myself, scientists, and philosophers, with the intention being, of what is greater than the sum of its parts, which is, again, what we're trying to do with, say, resilient communities. How can everybody bring their gifts to the table from whatever walks of life they come from, whatever perspectives, and jointly, find our genius together. So
I think, Carolyn, that Libby has probably just pretty much given sort of a mission statement to the community roundtable.
We're doing exactly that. We're bringing together a group of people as our core group from all of these different perspectives. We have scientists, we have artists, we have economists, we have Episcopal priests, we have teachers, we have people working in resilience from a lot of different angles. And they're going to be starting off this conversation, but then we have a group of 30 people in the audience who also are bringing their own perspectives to bear. And it is about how do we do this together? It really is about the relationships and the process that Libby has talked about, rather than feeling like we're stuck individually and don't have any control, any power, can't do anything except complain and worry and stay awake nights thinking, what's going to happen?
What do you do when the lifeboats are burning? Libby, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the song and where it came from.
From a creative standpoint, it's actually been one of the more interesting stories for me as a songwriter. I had been invited months before to attend a convergence sponsored by Kathy Moore's Spring Creek Foundation, which does bring together people, as we just described. And it was about climate disruption and about generating a new ethic. Literally, there is a tradition, many of you knew about it, I didn't know about it until I went, in the philosophy discipline of, creating an actual ethic. They have kind of a structure for what the elements of that are involved. And given the changing realities that we're up against, particularly environmental, but beyond that, of course, we were tasked with literally writing a new ethic, and it's called the Blue River Declaration, and it's being circulated and so forth. But anyways, I realized I'd been invited for a number of reasons, but surely one of them had to do with musical offerings, and I don't like to write songs that aren't true for me, so I don't just keep churning songs out. I actually wait often for what is offered. I don't know how else to say it, and nothing was coming, eh? I was, as Carolyn says, staying awake nights, as I tend to do, kind of worrying about where we're headed and what did I have to bring to this offering. And I was getting nothing by myself because I couldn't see something new to offer. I couldn't see anything to offer, actually. And when that happens for me, it has happened before, I tend to kick it to the universe, basically, and say, if you want me to say something here, help me out, right? Because I need the help. Literally almost felt like labor, when you're getting more and more ready for something to come, but it wasn't coming. And the night before I was to leave, the universe kicks in, and two people who were going to come over and be with me that evening, for some reason, I can't remember, both bailed separately. So I suddenly had a couple hours, and I found myself sitting at the piano and just began singing my questions from the deepest place in my heart. At the end of singing the first three questions that constitute the first verse, this word came literally out of the field, is the way I describe it. There's a big collective unconscious field or something that is working with us. And that word then opened the floodgates to the chorus, and the rest of the song just went coming on out, right?
You're going to perform it? I'm assuming?
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. And you're also going to stick around in town and participate in the roundtable as one of the core members.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So this is all happening this week. Carolyn, I wonder if you could give us just sort of an idea of how – I know people have registered to participate in the community roundtable, but there are opportunities – in addition to Libby's Kathy Moore's concert tonight, 7:30 at the Nakahiti, there are other opportunities for the public to kind of engage and hear what's going on with the roundtable this week.
Yeah, the schedule is, I don't want to try to go into it in too much detail here, but it's on the Island Institute website. And so there are five different fishbowl sessions that people can sit in on if they can't come to the whole thing. But there also are evening events every evening. Wednesday night, there's a storytelling event that Elise Peeble and the Sitka Speakeasy folks are helping us put together. On Thursday night, there's some readings and a creative collaborative expression that's being led by one of the other core group members, Molly Sturgis, who's a composer and artist from New Mexico. And then on Friday night is the key one that I want Sitkins to know about for sure, is a chance to hear what we've been talking about. We're going to be sharing key ideas and themes with the community, and particularly looking at things that we think can be applied, used, put to work in Sitka.
All right.
Things that are relevant for our community.
And that'll be 7:30 this Friday at the Allen
Auditorium.
Auditorium.
Of the events, aside for the concert on Tuesday, are at Allen at 7:30.
Okay. And you'll have some desserts to lure us in on Friday,
yep.
And a $5 suggested donation.
Yep.
And the concert's a benefit for the Islanders.
Tickets at the door tonight, Carolyn, or advance?
There will be some at the door. There will also be at Old Harbor Books. People can get them there until late afternoon.
Okay, and the cost is?
$15 for student or for adults and $10 for students and seniors.
All right. Libby Roderick, a singer-songwriter activist, will be performing tonight with Kathleen Dean Moore, an essayist and teacher at Oregon State. It's sort of the kickoff event in this week's Community Roundtable on Resilient Communities. And just the fun never ends. Here in Sitka. It's amazing. Carolyn Servet is co-director of the Island Institute. Thanks to both you, Carolyn, and to Libby for coming on the morning interview today.
Thanks, Robert.